الرحيم. وعن أبي سعيد وأبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعنهم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا دخل أهل الجنة الجنة ينادي منادي: إن لكم أن تحيوا فلا تموتوا أبدا، وإن لكم أن تصحوا فلا تسقموا أبدا، وإن لكم أن تشبوا فلا تهرموا أبدا، إلى آخر الحديث. This hadith that we are reading for a few days, narrated by Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the people of Jannah will have entered Jannah, then a caller will call out and say that you will live in the air and you will never die. And we gave some explanation, which is also very little, of what a great blessing that is, that people will know that they will never ever die, they will just have enjoyment forever. The second announcement, that you will always remain healthy, you will never become sick. And usually we think of sickness with old age, but it comes at any times. Little babies also get sick, and sometimes lifelong illnesses little babies also have, and the whole life then we have to endure and put up with it. In fact, such cases are reported also of a child being a little child, and from there, without seeing youth and adolescence, go straight into old age. And they never ever knew what is youth and what is adolescence. So there are various types of sicknesses, and normally in old age all the sicknesses come on a person. Many a person who perhaps did not even take one tablet in his whole life, but in old age now he's plagued with various types of illnesses. Or it is also that the one partner, the husband or the wife, is quite healthy, while the other one is very sickly. That also happens, and then that one partner has to look after the other partner. In Jannah, there is no question of that whatsoever. It is only good health for both, for all in Jannah, and forever and ever. And the third great favor that Allah Ta'ala blesses, and which the scholar calls out and tells the people of Jannah, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَشِبُّوا فَلَا تَحْرَمُوا أَبَدًا. And here in Jannah you will remain forever young, and you will never grow old. You will just remain young forever and ever. The people of Jannah will enter Jannah at the age of 30 or 33. And that is the age when a person becomes baligh. He just reaches his bulugh and he becomes baligh at that age in Jannah. Yeah, in dunya, normally it is for a girl, a younger age, about perhaps 9, 10 also, otherwise 11, 12. And for a boy, normally around 15, sometimes earlier also. But in Jannah, the age of becoming baligh, achieving puberty, will be the age of 30, 33. And forever and ever will the people of Jannah remain at that age. Because there is no time factor. Yeah, we count our years with the sun, rotation of the sun, etc. But there won't be anything, so they will remain forever at that young age of theirs of 30, 33. And it is for this reason also that the people of Jannah will never have beards. Because when a boy becomes just baligh, at that age he does not have a beard still. Now the beard starts growing. But in Jannah, you will have reached the age of bulugh, and after that, the time won't pass. So you won't become older when the beard grows. So you will remain just all the time without that beard, and you will remain just that young person with all that vitality which is at its height. When a boy just reaches his puberty, at that time his vitality, his manhood is at its height. From there it starts declining slowly already. So Jannah, it will remain at its height forever and ever. And the person will remain young like this all the time. فَلَا تَحْرَمُوا. And no old age will come. It won't affect him where he has some back pain or some any other knee joint pains or anything. Never will that old age come, and the things of old age will never be associated with him, and he will remain for there in Jannah forever and ever. If any one of these four great ni'mats which will be announced, Three we have discussed a little bit. If any one of them was in dunya, that was also worth living for dunya. But not one of them in any way is in dunya. So Jannat is the place that we have to make our object. And we should keep it in our mind all the time. And we are here to prepare ourselves for that Jannat. And this little while that we have got here is not to enjoy ourselves, and worse, to fall into various types of sin in this world. We are here in order to prepare for that Jannat. So we should always keep our focus correct where we have to reach. And that is Jannat, and not only that, but to save ourselves from Jahannam and the torments and the azab of Jahannam. We have to save ourselves, even if it is just temporary. Any person who dies with Iman, but he did not make Tawbah of his sins, and he goes with his sins, and Allah does not forgive him also, he will have to pay then for his sins in Jahannam, which is also not easy. The thought of Jahannam cannot be conceived, forget one moment in Jahannam. And so we are here to save ourselves from Jahannam and prepare ourselves for Jannat. And so that will be a place where a person will remain young. Women will remain virgins forever. They will have their relations with their spouses, but they will remain virgins forever. Man will remain at that young age forever. Man will not have beard in Jannat. They will just remain at that young age. On this, there is a little question that if in Jannat there is no beard, because then it appears that it is not something good and beautiful, so it won't be in Jannat. Jannat only the good things are. Then how could it be a sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because only good things, perfect things are the sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if it's a sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it should definitely have been in Jannat also. But it is a sunnat and it's not in Jannat. The answer the ulama give to this is that yeah, in this dunya we keep beard, we become adolescent, we become baligh, and we still carry on growing. Our ages grow, so the time comes for our beard to come out. So from that point, the beard is definitely a great, beautiful and wonderful thing in every aspect. It is in Jannat that you won't reach that age where the beard comes out. So you will just be at that young age still where the beard has not come out, not even a single hair. Therefore, there won't be beards in Jannat. Otherwise, the beard is definitely a very beautiful sunnat and a perfect sunnat. But in Jannat, we won't reach that age where the beard comes out, and a person will remain that young age forever and ever. May Allah, out of His great mercy and kindness, bless us all with Jannat and all the favors of Jannat, and save us completely and totally from Jahannam and the tortures of Jahannam.